producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. These weeks just seem to fly anymore. I don't, it's Wednesday already. No matter. In any event, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. If it'll just fire up. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Last night we had the first of few Democratic presidential candidate debates. And the supposed winner, I didn't watch it, of this is also the same person that 57% of Americans do not find to be honest or trustworthy, Hillary Clinton. If there are figures today in America with a stronger disregard for your rights, they have not stepped forward just yet. Hillary Clinton has said publicly that the Second Amendment right does not confer an individual right to keep and bear arms. And she's referring to the Heller decision. You see, prior to the Heller decision, everybody thought it was settled law. She said the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. She's making clear opposition to our individual right to keep and bear arms. Now, in February of 2008, prior to the Heller decision, Today and Gallup conducted a poll and they asked those who were surveyed, do you believe the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the rights of Americans to own guns, or do you believe it only guarantees members of state militias such as the National Guard units to own guns? No doubt about it, 73% responded that the Second Amendment guarantees the rights of Americans to own guns. Then, shortly after the Heller decision in July of 2008, a Quinnipiac, university poll, I've been saying it wrong all along, did a poll that mirrored the same results. They asked respondents, would you support or oppose amending the United States Constitution to ban individual gun ownership? 78% opposed the measure. In May of 2009, CNN and ORC, whoever that is, conducted a similar poll that asked, which of the following comes closer to your interpretation of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution? In addition to addressing the need for citizen militias, it was intended to give individual Americans the right to keep and bear arms for their own defense. It was only intended to preserve the existence of citizen militias and does not give individual Americans the right to keep and bear arms for their own defense. 77% chose individual gun ownership. This past year, more of America today embraces gun rights than ever before. You would think a professional politician, which is all she is, like Clinton, would be aware of the public's views on this matter. I think she's probably hiding her more extreme positions on this. She probably also sort of likes the Australian solution herself. However, with her latest comments, she has moved the conversation to the limits of legally permissible controls. She has made clear that she does not recognize the Second Amendment protects your individual right to have a firearm at all. In her, she's flip-flopping, too. In April 16, 2008, in Philadelphia, she made sure to give some lip service to the Second Amendment. I respect the Second Amendment. I respect the rights of lawful gun owners to own guns, to use their guns, adding, we will strike the right balance to protect the constitutional right. When asked whether she supported D.C.'s total ban on handguns, she put out a similar position. Want to support a sensible regulation that is consistent with the constitutional right to own and bear arms. Then they tried to paint Barack Obama as the more radical anti-gun candidate. And they sent out a mailer saying that Obama was saying he was for the Second Amendment in order to get votes. And, you know, that's probably true. Same thing she does. So we know that there was dissent in the Heller and McDonald decisions. We know that there's people on the Supreme Court that feel much the same way that Hillary Clinton does. Now more so than ever. We know that not all of the current justices in the Supreme Court view the correct interpretation of the Second Amendment as settled law. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has stated in the Wall Street Journal, she's noted that a future wiser court could overturn Heller. If Clinton were president, there can be little doubt that she would choose to nominate those who would share her false interpretation of the Second Amendment. You know what America deserves? America deserves a president that's going to look at the Constitution and respect the Constitution. That's what America deserves. Now, who that is, I couldn't tell you. I don't know if they're currently a politician, to be honest with you. There's a few people out there that the problem with politics today is politics has become such a sport of talking points that somebody that is coached well can sound good. Far too many politicians today, far too many, dare I say it, so-called conservatives today get out there and say, I'm for the Second Amendment, without even knowing what that means. Why are you for the Second Amendment? What details about it? And then we need to get into the technical aspects of it. Why do we need to have AR-15s? Why should people be able to own AKs? Why should people be on, you know, why do we need the military utility weapons or the military type utility weapons? That's what needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed on a constant basis, the same way the anti-gunners hammer on us all the time. I don't see it happening because some of these politicians, they try to be a little too broad-based, and being broad-based means you never educate yourself. That's the problem with the politicians. They don't self-educate. They have staffs. Ben Carson has obviously hired somebody to help him out with his grasp of the Second Amendment because he was wrong in the beginning. Likewise, Donald Trump, he has changed his stance on the Second Amendment. He's all constantly talking about his concealed carry permit and how he carries sometimes and how we ought to, everybody ought to have guns and all this other stuff. And that's good. That's good stuff. However, far too much of this country is completely disengaged. And we're going to wake up one day, and not because of anything you and I did, maybe because of something you and I did not do, but not because of anything we did. We're going to wake up and we're going to be in a very bad situation. We're going to have to make some very, very, very hard choices if the progressives have their way. And the only way to keep that from happening is to do some things some people aren't going to like, just like I had to when I was in the military. Oh, my. Mission-oriented. How about that? We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring.
Fake news.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In Chicago, they had a private meeting last week where Mayor Rahm Emanuel suggested that the fear of law enforcement officers facing disciplinary action is causing them to fall back on proactive policing efforts and therefore contributing, at least in part, to the growing crime problem. This is such a multi-layered issue. The police, in a lot of cases, over time, not all of them to be sure, but some of them, and it gets pointed out when it happens, as it should be, the police, over the course of time, have gotten a little more aggressive. And they've been offered some toys, and they want to look all paramilitary and ninja up and everything else. And that's okay. It has its place. Some of the things we've seen are sort of aberrations. They're not supposed to be what they're supposed to do. If you're going after somebody that's selling marijuana, do you need to send an MRAP with a SWAT team in it to serve the warrant? Does it need to be a no-knock dynamic entry scenario where everybody can have guns up and be wearing their night vision? I mean, really? There needs to be a balance struck somewhere. Now, having said that, a lot of police are saying that they don't want to do their job because they're being recorded. And I don't get it at all. I've seen some very professional cops get recorded. They get out there, and I mean, it's so much of an anticlimactic thing. They're like, okay, so you're out here open carrying. Well, that's your constitutional right. I just need to check to see who you are. And, that's a pretty nice guy. They know how to take the ones that would get out there and say, am I being detained? They know how to disarm them mentally, temperamentally. You know, they're out there saying, no, you're not being detained, pal, but you're carrying a gun, and I need to know who you are, and that's fine. You need to let me know who you are. I like your gun. I support your right to carry your gun. I'm just doing as I was told. A lot of times, cops get a bad rap because they're just trying to do their job, and people are out there, well, Bill, you're giving up your rights. You're becoming subservient. No, I'm not. I'm doing unto others. Somebody comes up to me and very politely, and they're in law enforcement, they very politely say, excuse me, sir, do you know why I stopped you, blah, blah, blah. I need your license and registration, please. I'm giving it to them. Okay? Don't confuse one with the other. However, what Emanuel is also referencing is the fact that they have thrown the cops under the bus, and now they are reaping what they have sown. Emanuel told U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, we have allowed our police department to get fetal, and it is having a direct consequence. They pulled back from the ability to interdict. They don't want to be a news story themselves. They don't want their career ended early, and it's having an impact. Once again, we've gotten an extreme thing happening. If a cop goes out there and manhandles, you know, if you don't want to be manhandled by the cops, put your hands behind your back and go along with them quietly after they place you under arrest. There's no running away from that. You can run away. You might get away temporarily. You're going to eventually get caught. Just no getting away from it today. Okay? And if you don't want to get manhandled about that, then don't fight them. Because they're going to fight you back. And they're going to beat you up. Because they're going to fight you in numbers. Because they don't have to fight fair. Because their job is to arrest you if you break the law, and they're going to execute their job. Emanuel believes that the reason that everybody's experiencing, as he puts it, a hockey stick in the rise of violence in the inner cities, as it relates both to shootings and homicides, is the fact that the police have pulled back a little bit, which they have. And they have for good reason. This is a big, it's a gigantic mess. It has been allowed, some of this stuff's been allowed to go on far too long. And the fact that we're sitting back here trying to unwind this, I mean, it's not just going to be one thing. Chicago alone, shootings have jumped 40%. Homicides have increased more than 20% compared with rates in the same time frame last year. And it's a problem being felt in numerous large cities in the United States. Also in the United States this year, however, in cities such as Ferguson and Baltimore and New York and Cleveland, the cops have been thrown under the bus. In New York, there's been a couple that have been executed. In Baltimore, the mayor basically put them in a no-win situation. In Ferguson, where the cop did nothing wrong, they've been put into a paramilitary position, having to face all of these outside agitators, and now they've got the DOJ saying they're going to come in and take them apart. Emmanuel rightfully recognizes that this, all of these things pulled that genie out of the bottle. Now, naturally, the cops in California, in Chicago, Dean Angelo, the president of Chicago's Fraternal Order Police, said, "I don't believe the description fetal properly describes anyone working in law enforcement. That being said, I do believe that officers are well aware of being recorded. Members regularly relate to us that nearly every traffic and street stop are being recorded." You know what? Sometimes that helps you guys out, too. Because sometimes people claim you did something you didn't do, and aren't you happy that recording is there to show? So shut up. I have rights, and if you don't like having to be forced to give me my rights to ensure I get them, you're in the wrong business. Being recorded is not a reason to not do your job. I think everybody with any sense knows exactly how hard the job can be. This meeting, which also included other police chiefs from large cities and the head of the FBI and other law enforcement, Emmanuel is urging everybody in leadership to ensure that law enforcement knows they have their support. He said, unless we deal with backing them up, the gang members know. They know that police are not going to put their hands on them because they don't want to be prosecuted, whether it be by public opinion or by the court. Some valid things coming from the face of Ronbo. I'm not trying to be conciliatory towards him. This is a guy who is presiding over a bloodbath in Chicago this year. And I don't know if that can shock a progressive into the idea that, you know, maybe I'm almost certain it hasn't, especially it being Rahm Emanuel. However, a little bit of truth, a little bit of candor coming out of that. Now, Chicago is not my idea of the most professional police department, just based upon their commissioner, but that's another story for another day. But in any event, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I am never, ever, 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 ever going to go to New Jersey. And that's a shame because there's some great people in New Jersey. But I'm never going to go to New Jersey because of a guy named Steve Sweeney. You see, Chris Christie, whom I don't like, has vetoed a bill. There was a gun control bill shaped by the progressive legislative body of New Jersey. So now State Senate Majority Leader Steve Sweeney, while Christie's out on the campaign trail trying to maintain some sort of a campaign to be president, he wants all 40 state senators on deck for a second chance to try to steamroll a veto override past the governor's office. And for the 52nd time since 2010, even though they couldn't get enough to erase the veto, they're going to push. Now, Sweeney wants all lawmakers present and on the record for the next time at bat. And they're going to take the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and send him out into the New Jersey hinterlands with the state troopers in tow to escort the absent senators to the session. Sweeney said, "We'll go get them. No one is going to run from this. If you're going to vote against it and try to explain it to your constituents, fine, but you're going to stand up and vote one way or the other." This bill, Senate Bill 2360, will require individuals looking to erase old mental records so that they can legally purchase firearms to first advise the Attorney General's office, the local county prosecutor, and state and local law enforcement of their efforts. Currently, law enforcement is not involved in the expungement process, nor should they be. Christie torpedoed the bipartisan proposal in August, saying, "I cannot endorse continued path of patchwork proposals and fragmented statutes that add further confusion to an already cumbersome area of law." He returned the measure to the Senate with instructions to rework it and include what he called real reform. Instead of working with their list of suggestions, the lawmakers went into override mode. When Sweeney and fellow Democrats went after the Republicans that initially backed the measure, the GOP support evaporated, and only two crossed the aisle to cast their lots against the top executive who is in the hunt for the 2016 presidential nomination. There are those in New Jersey that think Sweeney wants to be the next governor of New Jersey, which that'll be a dark day. But having said that, here's what it boils down to. This is, to me, the absolute height of arrogance on the part of Sweeney. If these Republicans that back this bill don't want to back this bill anymore, Senate President Sweeney, tough. That is the tough game that is politics. They backed it, and you guys lost. It failed. It didn't get past the governor. You don't own them. And I really need to know by what right he can call a meeting and go out and round people up. Is there some emergency happening in New Jersey? Anthony Calandro, if you're listening, is there something happening in New Jersey that is not making it out? See, because I know you'd be reporting on it if it was happening. Likewise with AmmoLand.com, we'd be hearing about this. There's a lot of pro-gun stuff, big pro-gun stuff in New Jersey. And the reason we're not hearing about it is there is no emergency, and Sweeney is he's out there grasping at straws and blustering up, and he's going to do this and he's going to do that. And you know what? If I was a senator and I'm sitting around and I'm not breaking any, you know, if we're not in session at the Senate in New Jersey and all of a sudden there's some state cops saying you're going to have to come with me, sir. Hello, East Germany. Chris Christie says that the reason this is happening is Sweeney needs to pass S-2360. It's relatively tame, and Sweeney has his quest for higher office. Right. Christie says right now he's too interested in running for governor and less interested in actually getting something done. He also said Steve can threaten whatever Steve wants to threaten. I understand his frustration of never having been able to override a veto, and I don't know what he's going to do if he ever does override one. I wish he'd try picking something that matters. This is scheduled to go off on October 22nd. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled. I'll have to get a hold of Anthony and see if he can come on and talk about that when that happens. Sweeney's been the object of some grassroots activity trying to recall him. I don't know how that's going. I haven't heard. Now, we have a few minutes left in this segment. I'm going to give you verbatim this little screed coming out of the Daily Kos or Coos or whatever it is. This was written by a guy who's a writer for the Daily Kos or whatever, KOS, whatever it is, liberal rag on the internet. title of it is, WTF is the matter with you people out there? Verbatim. And I will be changing some words because we can't say them on the air. The FBI conducted 1,795,102 firearm background checks through the NICS in September, suggesting gun sales were at an all-time high that month. It's a record. The number of checks done in a particular month is generally seen as a proxy for those of how many guns are sold. There are only 300 million guns in America, and only 32% of the households have them. That can only mean a bunch of you out there are overdosing on guns. I do not understand why you people are buying so many effing guns. Already there's a weapon in private hands for every man, woman, and child in America. What WTF is wrong with you? Do you need a GD personal arsenal? Seriously? I don't understand your rural traditions or your tribal culture or whatever it is you people call a lifestyle. Civilized people do not own arsenals, okay? Your paranoia is turning all of you into a bunch of effing savages. You are foaming at the mouth, grunting and jumping up and down with guns. Civilized people can't get on peacefully with good living as long as these nuts are out there with their guns, period. All of you need to be forcibly disarmed. Now, my first thought when I read this was apparently the, I don't know exactly what the criteria is to get hired at the Daily Kos. Part of it is not the ability to reason. I just thought that was funny. Just wanted to share it. We'll talk about the modern man when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I just read to you that little screed from that ranting, raving lunatic who advocates we be forcibly disarmed, writing out of the Daily Kos because we're all effing this and this, that, the other, and all this other stuff. You can rest assured that his attitude is shaped by where he lives. He probably lives in some coastal elite big city, most of which you will find on the East Coast, although you'll find some of them on the West Coast as well. Here's what you have to understand about certain things, and you got to take them into context. When they're out there looking at us and they see us as great unwashed, let's take a few things into context. Where I live in a very modest house, but if you take my house and pluck it down and stick it dead center of New York City, this is a $2 million home. Where I live with, the two cars that I own, which are both paid for, they're not new by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, they're not even, if they were 10 years old, they would be very young to me. That would be considered excessive to have this many cars. I'd be worried about things like parking. And yet I don't worry about things like parking. I live in a neighborhood where, this is gigantic. This is big stuff contextually. They don't have any point of reference to get out there and compare themselves to us. They just look at a picture. Now, here's the thing. In addition to having great, open-minded setups like Daily Kos to read, we also have the New York Times, the paper of record. They're also the adjudicator of acceptable opinion, the arbiter of style, and the guide of the perplexed. I mean, just ask them, they'll tell you. And recently they came out in the men's style self-help section with 27 ways to be a modern man. First of all, to be a modern man, all modern men listen to Wu-Tang, according to the article. That's for a reference to the Wu-Tang Clan, which I'm not an aficionado of the Wu-Tang Clan music, which is not to say it's bad music. I just don't listen to it. I listen to music that probably some people have never heard of. They would look at me and say, wow, that's really strange, Bill. That sort of is messed up. And I'd be like, oh, but I like it, so shut up. That's the thing about music. There's something for every style and everything. Now, getting out there and telling me, though, that if I'm not listening to a particular group means I'm not a modern man, who the hell are you? No explanation why modern man has to consult Wu-Tang Weekly. One does not question the oracle, however. But then there's this. The modern man lies on the side of the bed closer to the door. If an intruder gets in, he will try to fight him off so that his wife has a chance to get away. But then we have this. The modern man has no use for a gun. He doesn't own one and he never will. Okay, now we're going into the... And this is diluted. And I will explain that. Bill, you're just pro-gun, you're biased, you shouldn't be saying... Shut up and let me tell you why. If the modern man must never own a gun, that is his choice, but he has no use for one. Now, if he's supposed to be sleeping closer to the door to protect his wife, what if the intruder who storms his bedroom is too strong for him, the modern man? What if the intruder sticks a knife in the modern man? What then? What can the modern man do then? Reach for the melon baller that Lombardi advises he make sure that the cantaloupe and the watermelon and the honeydew are uniformly shaped for his stylish dinner parties. And then we come to the penultimate utterance. The modern man cries. He cries often. Maybe the modern man is given to these kinds of displays because the intruder was indeed armed and the modern man wasn't. And the modern man's wife had no chance to get away. That's something to cry about. That didn't occur to the writer of this, by the way. His name is Brian Lombardi, or his New York Times editors. They no doubt agree that the modern man has no use for a gun. Barack Obama and John Kerry are quintessential examples of this modern man. However, they are surrounded by people with guns. There's no reference to that at all. They live in a world where all people are rational, gentle, peaceful, and concerned about saving the planet, sharing their resources. This includes the Ayatollah Khomeini, Hassan Rouhani, Kim Jong-un, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He could have added a 28th characteristic to the modern man. The modern man assumes that everyone he ever encounters in any situation, no matter how threatening, irrational, or actively violent, is also a modern man. The part that he's leaving out is if the modern man goes in completely unprepared, the modern man has his modern man handed to him on a plate. In addition to his gluteus maximus. I mean, the modern man gets turned inside out. Then the modern man's wife gets raped, and she gets turned inside out. And then when they come and CSI shows up, the first thing everybody says is, oh! And then they go about with a mop and some Polaroids and some other things and clean up the mess. The modern man fails in this instance. I consider myself a modern man. I want to be a creator. I want to be a video creator. I try to create content every day with this radio show. I try to stimulate thought. The thoughts I try to stimulate have nothing to do with what Brian Lombardi thinks the modern man is. I have no use for a melon ball shaper, primarily because I don't eat melon, so therefore I will never have the tool to shape it in a nice oval. But what I will tell you is this. I have flirted recently with something beyond my control, and I completely modernized at that point. Now, not only am I worried about trying to bring you a regular radio show on a regular basis that has some original content every day without getting too repetitive, I'm also concerned with my physical condition and my family and living and all these other things. And that makes me the thoroughly modern man. But I am also the modern man that if you come and try to hurt anybody around me, I am going to ruin you. I'm going to put so many rounds in you so fast, you're going to swear to God I was shooting something automatic. And I'm about to step up my game, because I'm just about at this point. I'm flirting with this point in my rehab here, to where I'm about to be completely and totally let go. And when that happens, oh no. And I'm a man of peace. I'm a modern pacifist. I'm a modern Shaolin monk. I walk the world looking for enlightenment. I want to experience more than I can ever take in. I want to meet more of my fellow man. I want to have as many friends as I can and as many experiences. And if you come in and try to hurt me or mine, I will kill you. That's the modern man, according to me. There's nothing wrong with being a modern man. And modern men crying, okay, well, yeah, there's been things that have made me cry. There's things that make everybody cry. I mean, you know, there's something that happens and says, can bring anybody to the edge of emotional release. That's no big deal. Getting out there that... and saying that we, you know, I guess John Boehner must be the modern man. I'm Speaker of the House. So happy. I'm so happy. I love my wife. I'm so happy. I love my new hubcaps. I'm so happy. You know, you don't blubber over everything. John Boehner has got some mental issues. He can't keep it together. And there's a line between this and that. And that's the thing. Well, like I was talking about with striking a balance. This is the wussification of America. Yeah. Where somebody out there, once again, here we have the mainstream media stepping up to let all of us dudes know, which most of us don't live in New York City, so we're probably all looking at that and saying, I take offense at that, Brian Lombardi. And rest assured that Brian Lombardi and whoever this yahoo is at the Daily Kos, they're going to look at us and say, we're lunatics. Welcome to my world. Let's go to hour number two. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.